Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This in its entirety with a link back to the Examiner because it's so good. She took statements by Paul Watson, statements by myself, and then linked back to mainstream news and admissions of the left really being a bunch of Hitler lovers and loving mass extermination and death. And it ties into Bill Maher saying, you know, kill people, get rid of more people, so eat less people on the highway. That article is going to be going up at Infowars.com. Bill Maher blasted for saying kill the right people. And she took the quotes I made and historical statements I made along with Paul Watson. I just love this. And she went and found out we were telling the truth and put links to mainstream news. That's what I'm looking for right there. Because I don't just sit here and shoot my mouth off. I make mistakes sometimes. I wish I made more mistakes because let me tell you, I don't make a lot. When I make all these wild statements, folks, I'm not just making wild statements. Reality is wild, okay? Bill Maher blasted for saying kill the right people. We're going to get this article by Terry Webster posted up at Infowars.com so you can see it. And of course, I'm plugging it here on air so you can go over to TheExaminer.com and check that out as well. Okay, let's go back. This is a short segment. I'll get the number out in the next segment and go right to your call. So if you're ready, just stand by. We're giving the number out at the start of the next segment. Not yet. Lindsay, stay there because I want you to come back and get into the countdown to the collapse, kind of restart, and then we'll go to calls for the balance of the hour. But after we take some calls, because I promised to go to him, what are some of the other tidbits he's told you that we haven't gotten to yet? I mean, maybe you started mentioning, but the break cut you off 40 minutes ago, about what you were told would happen with last night's debate. Give us your breakdown on that briefly.
Well, last night's debate actually produced nothing. It was just complete chaos from beginning to end. I was watching for all the buzzwords that might be there. I had actually had an email yesterday morning from my elite friend whom you know, and basically was warned that Biden and Romney, the candidates last night, vice presidential candidates, they actually did not have buzzwords that they were throwing at each other. So as a result, the debate basically turned into total chaos. Now, let me cover the Middle East right quick. I know this is a short segment. Folks, please, the Middle East, you are going to see disruptions. You are going to see war. You're going to see more chaos created than you can possibly imagine. Right now it's Syria. Then it's going to be Yemen. You must go to YouTube and look up retired General Wesley Clark. Please go to YouTube and see this for yourself. Retired General Wesley Clark made a speech some while back, and he named almost identically the same nations that were given to me a year and a half ago when I produced my DVD series, The Middle East, The Rest of the Story, which only about half of it has taken place, by the way. And he told the nations, which the chaos would be created in, how our State Department would work with Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood, and the last nation is the one that's important. Wesley Clark said the last nation to be touched will be Saudi Arabia. Watch it. You're going to see more and more chaos begin to be generated in Saudi Arabia, which is our number one supplier of crude oil abroad. In the meantime, you're going to see Yemen fall. Syria is right on the verge of it. Assad Mizr will get out while he's still alive. Then you'll see Yemen. Then you're going to see problems in one or two other small countries. And then they're going to hit the big one because they want to take the price of crude oil to $150 a barrel. And then they want to bring in America's oil field. Saudi Arabia will be the last one touched. Wesley Clark, retired general, said that.
He's confirmed that. You know what? Stay there because you said 2 years ago they do this in the Middle East and it happened. And I don't even have the staff or crew to go back and pull those clips up, but you put out some audio and videos, that specials that have broken that down. So we'll also talk about some of the different things you put out where it's enshrined on record. But your predictions are also right there at lindsaywilliams.net, an excellent fan site that has it all chronologically ordered. I want to recap the Middle East and then the countdown to dollar death. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The KTOR hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is atrocity.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
And we are back, blasting out worldwide another hour, defending liberty, attempting to awaken the sleeping giant that is free humanity. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Pastor Lindsey Williams is with us for the balance of the hour. He's been on for part of the last hour. We're going to open the phones up coming up at the start of the next segment for Lindsey Williams for any questions or comments. He's an author, researcher, a retired Baptist preacher who got into the major boardroom meetings as a member of the board of a multi-oil company system. And has several big oil company executive sources, including one known by me and confirmed to be one of his sources, a former CEO of the Big Three, who's been giving him amazingly accurate info over the years. Like, gas will go from $50 a barrel to 150. Now it's going to go down to 40. And everybody laughed at him when it happened. And he said 2 years ago they'll attack the Middle East. through proxy wars and revolutions. Boom, it started a year later. Now it's getting crazier and crazier. He said that's a diversion for China. Then he said they're going to double-cross the Saudi Arabians finally, who they, you know, get to, quote, buy dollars, but then they have to agree to not develop U.S. oil. But now Obama has double-crossed them, blocking development of North American oil. That's the type of sophisticated geopolitical stuff that's going on. We're going back to Lindsay to finish his countdown to the implosion of the dollar. He said it wouldn't be last year, and QE3 wouldn't be last year when everybody says it was going to be then, even Ron Paul and others. And now he said it would be this year, last year, and it happened. So I hope he's wrong, because it's creepy. And it lines up with what Max Kaiser's saying. And the elite could change their plans, but they don't often. So we're going to talk about ways to also try to stop that. In fact, I want to put a note there to make sure I cover that, how to stop it. Some of the other news before we go back to Lindsay Williams here. This is a big deal. And because it's been going on for a year and a half in Libya and now 9 months in Syria, we just become punch drunk to it. Moscow accused of arms supply to Syria. And again, the West is shipping in guns and Al-Qaeda out of Jordan, out of Turkey, out of other areas on record, engaging in all sorts of war crimes. I'm not on Syria or Moscow side, but I'm not on the banker's side using our military, who they now admit are battling Russian Spetsnaz, as advisors. That's now in the news. We told you that 6-7 months ago, started 9 months ago. It's in the news now. Our troops are fighting Russians in a proxy war in Syria to remove Assad and put al-Qaeda in like they've done in Libya. And I told you a year ago, I said, look, they've killed Gaddafi, they put al-Qaeda in. Watch, in a year they'll be saying we got to be there to take out al-Qaeda. Now they're doing that like you have no memory. Lindsay's going to talk about that in a moment. He was talking about it as we went to break. He predicted it all. He said they're going to put the Muslim Brotherhood, they're going to do all this, but that's meant to overthrow Saudi Arabia later. And they're bringing down Russian aircraft, passenger liners, beating up the passengers in Turkey because there's ammunition on board, hijacking aircraft. That's what it is. I mean, this is just getting absolutely insane. That all of this is happening. Here's some of the other news. Turkey, Syria plane was carrying ammunition. AP, so it deserves to be brought down. An international zone. Video from Benghazi consulate shows organized attack. Oh, really? We need the government to tell us that? Again, the same al-Qaeda they put in charge. That is just some of the news we have here. And then right on time, Iran, with no evidence, is supposedly attacking the cyber systems. So the Pentagon, that's already taken over the Internet, who created the Internet, says, oh, we've got to get rid of your freedom. We've got to take over the web because of this. U.S. hackers in Iran responsible for cyber attacks. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta agrees. Panetta's cyber stunner, Washington Guardian. In a blunt admission designed to prod action, an executive order, because Congress won't do it, Defense Secretary Panetta Thursday night told business executives there's been a sudden escalation in cyber terrorism and that attackers have managed to gain access to control systems for critical infrastructure. Critical infrastructure is not hooked up to the Internet. That's why when they put Stuxnet into the Iranian systems, they had to have Israeli spies put it in with thumb drives into the industrial computers. But again, we just played last hour where they said the Smoky Mountains are smoky because of smog, and they need taxes on the locals because of it when the Indians called it the Smoky Mountains 500 years ago. Oh, boy, it is making my head spin at this point. And then I've got news like this out of the Associated Press. They're breaking down the fact that they're now coming out with drones that refuel in midair. The TSA's also showed up at a Mitt Romney campaign stop to forcibly grope people. TSA lends a helping, groping hand to Mitt Romney campaign stop. And then this one I haven't even gotten to yet. But we're going back to Lindsay to finish up and then go to your calls. Elbert County man seeks millions for terrorist comment. When I saw this this morning on PrisonPlanet.com, I knew Paul wouldn't say it unless it was in the news, but I was still shocked. And then I went to the Denver Post, and there are the quotes. It's on video in the city council meeting. Disabled vet labeled terrorist for investigating cost of surveillance cameras. And he's been coming and complaining that they're putting up cameras all over the town. And so they said, well, we've seen you on tape filming him. You're barred from the city council because you're a terrorist. And it's a quote. It's in the news, and they're defending it. I mean, this is how they shut down your free speech. Oh, you filmed the cameras. You're a terrorist. No judge, no jury. You're just a terrorist. Characterization was reprisal for open records request. Charges Elbert County man. We want to get him on. We called up his lawyer this morning and are working on that. A 55-year-old disabled veteran was labeled a terrorist by three county commissioners after he photographed security cameras at Elbert County. I said city council, it's county commissioners. Administration building in Colorado as part of an investigation, a designation the man claimed was retribution for filming. And the commissioners are in the Denver Post defending it. They say it's terrorism, and this, they say it's, quote, scary to see a citizen with a camera. So, send him to a re-education camp. Okay, I'm going to shut up now. More news coming up, but I had to get to all that. Lindsey Williams, get into what's happening in the Middle East. Your source told you this would happen. But how that nexus is of how Obama's getting off the plan and why the elite, at least the section of the elite you're talking about, I'm glad they differentiate. There's different power structures vying for control. They never dismantle the police state because they're fighting over who gets to run it. But that's the real danger, is the bureaucracy itself getting out of control historically. But getting back to that, recapping that, and then the countdown to dollar death, and then, as I promised, phone calls. Pastor Lindsey Williams.
You must know the signs. Please, I hope you're catching this. Back not too long ago, my elite friend said, Chaplain, I want to tell you how you can save your dinner table and how you can help spare your family. Now, folks, keep something in mind. Back in 1929 through 1933, there were many people who made great fortunes. Not everybody stood in soup lines in New York and Chicago and Los Angeles. There were many people who made it because they knew in advance it was going to happen. I am trying my best. I've done it for 35 years to try to help you know what the elite tell me that their plans are as planned behind closed doors. That's the reason that I am telling you everything that they have told me. You must know the signs. Please go to lindseywilliams.net, even though it's not my website. I hope you will look at Secrets of the Elite. It's not copywritten. 3.5 hours of DVD. Now, you have that pencil and paper. I've warned you. You needed to get it. You've had time to get it. Now, here it is. I need you to write these down. You heard me make a statement nearly 2 years ago, and Alex, it's in your archives. By the end of 2012, the dollar will be dead. You heard me say that. And many of you now saying, oh, wait a minute, I can still go to the grocery store and buy everything I want with the dollar. It's not dead yet. No. I'm going to give you the facts. You ready? Write them down. Here's the first one. February of 2012, the largest trade agreement that was ever signed in the history of the world was signed between China and Japan, China being the second largest economy in the world, Japan being the third, and they said, we are going to sell and trade products amongst ourselves. You know nearly everything comes from China now. We're going to sell and trade products amongst ourselves, and we will not use the American dollar for the sale and trade of those products. Next, China and Russia. September the 7th. Write the dates down. Please go look these up, folks. You've got to know the signs. I've tried to give them to you on our DVD. I'm trying to help you now. China and Russia on September the 7th of 2012. You'll find it in the China Daily. There's an article about it. They signed an agreement that they will sell and trade products amongst each other. They will not use the American dollar. As long as you and I have known, the dollar has been the reserve currency of the world. It has been the petrodollar. I'll give you the next one. China and Brazil. Go look on BBC, British Broadcasting, at their article. They have agreed on a huge currency swap between China and Brazil. They will not use the American dollar any longer for the sale and trade of their products. China and Australia, I have to give them to you in a hurry. We got to get these in fast. Look in Financial Express. That's the article you'll find on China and Australia. They have made an agreement amongst themselves. They'll sell and trade. Will not use the American dollar. India and Japan, Reuters news service had this large currency swap, no longer using each other's American currency. The dollar, come on, is dead. Yeah, again, look at this one. And this took place on April the 27th of 2012. Go look them up. India and China is buying oil from Iran, and they will not use the American dollar in the purchase of that. This has never happened before in the history of crude oil. Next one, Iran and Russia. Look at it in Bloomberg. You'll find the article. And they said, we're not going to use the American dollar any longer. Of course, America won't let them use it now because of the sanctions. China and Chile signed a new agreement just the other day. You'll find this out there also on the news wires. I'll give them to you. Here's the other one. China and the United Arab Emirates. Look on CNN. You'll find the article on it. They are not going to use the American dollar any longer. China and Africa. Did you realize that Africa's largest bank? Come on now. Look it up. Standard Bank of Africa. You'll find the article on what they did. And they said we will... China is number one trade partner with Africa now. They buy so many things from. They're not going to use the American dollar any longer for sale and trade of their products. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa called BRICS on April the 5th of 2012 said we will no longer use the American dollar for the sale and trade of our products. The last one. You ready? This one just happened. This happened the other day. September the 6th, 2012, China officially, folks, please, I just got this. China officially announced that any country in the world that wishes to sell crude oil using its currency instead of the U.S. dollar can do so now because they have everything set up. And as of the next day, now they made that announcement on September the 6th. On September the 7th, the next day, Russia announced that the nation, Russia, will sell China all of the crude oil it needs, no limitations whatsoever. They will not use the American dollar. Folks, please listen to me. You say the dollar's not dead. I say to you the dollar is already dead and you don't know it. Let me show you why. All of these trillions of American dollars, they're out there unused, unwanted. They're coming home. How long does it take them to come home? 6 to 8 months. Mark my words. 6 to 8 months from now, you are going to see the most devastating situation that you have ever seen in the United States of America. Trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars from all of these that I just named to you. You've listed them. You've got them down now. And this currency is unused, unwanted. It's floating around. It's going to return home like the chickens coming home to roost. And it will take 6 to 8 months. Folks, the dollar is already dead, and you don't know it. Alex, can I say it any plainer?
Well, Lindsay, I tried to give you the floor there to break it down, and I wish that the evidence wasn't clear of what you're saying. It doesn't mean that the former top big three oil company CEO is infallible, but I got to say about 95% of what he said has come true that we've covered here in the last 6-7 years. And he normally conferred with Mr. Fromm, the other executive who, of course, died about a year and a half ago, for those that just joined us. But everything you're talking about integrates or dovetails in with the research I have. China and others are already getting away from the dollar to buy oil. All the BRICS countries are moving away from it. And I don't think they would have gone to QE Unlimited if they didn't understand that the dollar was already going to die anyways, because it will kill it. I mean, your source could be wrong. If, you know, they do a few different things to stave it off, it might not go completely belly up by December, as your source is saying. But going to QE Unlimited, as Ron Paul said last hour here, we should be, quote, panicking because it will kill the dollar. But I agree, the Chinese moving faster and faster out of it. And they basically, before the last few years, had one leg in, one leg out. Now they've got basically both feet out. But it will take time for those to come back into the country. And that's why with all the dollars, these countries, China isn't buying dollars anymore, our biggest holder of debt. The globalists designed it that way. They still hold a lot of them, and they're buying the biggest movie chains, the biggest movie production houses. They're buying up the real estate. The communist Chinese government is, not their poor slaves. And so we sold out our birthright for baubles. But it's only a few trillion dollars that the Chinese owned. The bankers maneuvered us into that. And you're right. They want us in debt. That's why they loan Europe money to pay off debt the bankers created, derivatives, because it's all fiat to begin with. And, you know, Max Kaiser talked to the head of the Forbes dynasty, Steve Forbes, a few months ago in Greece. And he bragged and said, yeah, we're going to take everything over. I mean, they don't even hide this. I tuned into Bloomberg Financial. on XM, and I listen to it quite a lot when I'm driving home late at night. And they have all these big head guys on there. There's always re-airing stuff from the morning at night. And they just brag, yeah, it's world government. They're not going to stop us. We're going to implode everything. They don't even hide it is what's frustrating. And then, you know, you talk to people in the general public. They have no idea what's in store for them, Lindsay. I want to go to phone calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air for questions for Lindsay Williams. But I just hope there's ways to avert this, and we'll talk about that before you leave. I've got a list of things I want to cover, but in the interest of actually getting to calls, the reason we have you back today, let's go to Dan in Pennsylvania. You're on the air with Pastor Williams. Go ahead.
Yes. Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Yes. God bless you to both of you. My question is for Mr. Williams there. When the dollar is devalued, what will happen when you go to pay for your mortgage in the devalued money? Will they still be taking those payments? Do you see what I mean?
Yeah, some countries, they will raise the amount of the note by an act of government. But a lot of times, that's why it actually helps the rich and upper middle class, because usually they'll just let you pay off the debt with the devalued currency. So it really hurts the poor and people on fixed incomes more than anybody. Lindsay?
Well, the dollar's already dead, and your currency is already devalued, and you haven't realized it yet. In 1966, I went to a bank in Florida. I happened to live in Hollywood, Florida at the time. I was a pastor of a church there. And I went in Miami, Florida, put a $1 Federal Reserve note on the counter in 1966 and asked them for a silver dollar, and they gave me one. Today, you've got to pay 40 of those. Do you not realize that your currency is already devalued and that you can barely make
it? Yeah, say that again. In the 1960s.
All this devaluation at the rate of proportionate to $40 billion every month.
Yeah, let's go back to that and explain it to people. In the 1960s, you could get a silver dollar for a dollar, a Federal Reserve note. But in 2012, it takes 40 of them. You're right. They've already devalued it, but it's about to go 13 when the Federal Reserve took over. Why do I care then? The 2% is what I know, because they're going to go past that. At a certain point, it becomes like Zimbabwe or Weimar Republic, where it takes wheelbarrows of $100 bills to buy a chicken McNugget.
There's one sign. You positively must know it. And if you haven't made a crash course on it, you've got to do it immediately. The derivative market is the indicator as to when the dollar will be totally collapsed. And you must know how to discern the derivative market, not the stock market. Not Wall Street, not the euro. You've got
that's all child's play. That's
derivative market.
Okay, well, stay there. I'm going to put that in there. Is something we're going to cover as solutions, derivative market. But asking his question specifically, because no one really knows but the insiders, the word we get is they're going to just keep notes at the price they were, but new notes, cars, houses, business loans, are going to be stratospheric interest, correct?
The interest hasn't gone up yet. In fact, that was the last pointer that my lead friend told me. He said, Chaplain, the last indicator that you will ever have is before the derivative market collapses, and which will bring all the currencies of the world down with it. They said will be the Federal Reserve will announce an interest rate hike. He said, whenever that happens, it's too late. If you haven't gotten out of paper by that time, you've lost it. He said, Chaplain, you can't wait that late. You've got to
know. No, exactly. Let's explain this. They've gotten everybody globally in this. They've imploded the economy to a certain degree to get people deeper into debt. And when they finally pull the trigger, they're going to come out and say, we have global cards, SDRs, backed by the UN and the euro at the core. Carbon taxes and other taxes will fund it. Here is your new digital SDR, and people will beg for it. And that's their plan. That's the global government takeover plan.
That's exactly right. In fact, they'll have their new currency already. Now, please, I'm going to tell you exactly what I've been told. They're going to back it with gold and silver. It'll be a new world order currency. They're forgetting about the Mero. They bypassed the Mero. Did you catch it? They bypassed the Mero. They're going directly to a one-world currency. They must take gold to $3,000 an ounce before they can back the new currency, because that's what they have.
Sure. Dan, stay there.
We'll go to $75 an ounce.
Okay, we're going to break that down, too, but we've got to get to calls. Dan, did that answer your question?
Well, I'm just wondering, because X amount of dollars for...
I understand, sir, but I think we did answer from a bunch of different angles. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
My name is Gary Johnson. I approve this message. Of the many people running for president in 2012, only three will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November. For those of you worried I'll take votes away from the Democrat, and to those of you afraid I'll take votes away from the Republican, I say good. They deserve to lose your vote. Take as many votes as possible away from the people in both parties, keeping us in a state of perpetual war, increasing unsustainable debt, record joblessness, and a bipartisan economic death wish, ruining America for 330 million of us. Be libertarian with me for one election. If after 4 years you decide honest, effective government doesn't work for you, you can always vote failure back into office again. Live free.
Paid for by GaryJohnson2012.com.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is the question of a man's libido, especially if you're a man over 40. Sure, boosting free testosterone helps, but research shows boosting both free testosterone and nitric oxide in a man's body will take your experience to a whole new level. Introducing T-Gen with NitroBoost, with ingredients clinically shown to safely and naturally raise free testosterone levels, while at the same time boosting nitric oxide and blood flow when and where it counts. And if you call today, you can try T-Gen with NitroBoost for only half price. That's right, I said half price. Call 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644. Sky High Libido. Better performance for 50% off. And even this crazy offer comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee. But you must call now. 800-577-8644. 800-577-8644.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Is our guest. I want to try to hurry through your calls here and break this down and then get into some solutions and also the point about what to look for in the derivatives market from his source. But he's right. The beginning of the end of the dollar has begun. They have to do that to bring in the new global currency. But just like they can have 20 different types of Texas monthly or 20 different types, I meant to say, of Sports Illustrated, where Texas gets a version and then this group of states gets a version. You're going to have a global card, still going to say your country on it. It's going to have digital creds on it, and you could put other currencies into it. It's just that they'll be devalued, so they'll buy you less creds on it. And then all new future transactions will be based in strategic drawing rights, which are just an IMF World Bank digital currency they make up. And they can buy gold with it. They can buy oil with it. They can buy weapons. They can buy media. It's just the bankers are God. They have a magic wand. Everything's theirs. And We noticed 2 years ago, when, because we buy postage to ship stuff overseas in bulk, and it prints it on the labels. We have post office printers in SDRs. And we went and looked it up, and yeah, it's already under strategic drawing rights. It's not under euros. It's not under pounds. It's not under any of this. It's not under dollars. And they admit all of it. That's what's so frustrating. You can debate about when it's coming. And the average yuppie, even people that are in the stock market, they have no idea. You know, I saw a report a few days ago. The stock market's been flat for 10 years. No, it hadn't. They show the graphs of it perfectly flat. You didn't gain $1 in it. Well, actually, it's way down because it's global devalued currencies are buying those stocks. So it's actually down by about a third conservatively. But some people say, well, I still make money in it. And that's true. If you're an insider or you're really smart and you know how to go beat the tables at Vegas, yes, you can win. Or you might just be lucky. But they've got all the pension funds, all of it invested. They've got us where they want us. Now, before Lindsey Williams leaves us, also, we're going to tell you about his latest documentaries and latest free audio CD that goes with those. You can go to prophecyclub.com to find all his stuff, or lindseywilliams.net to find it. We'll also give you the toll-free number and tell you all about that before he leaves us. But let's go quick now. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air listening via WWCR, Global 100,000-watt blowtorch shortwave out of Nashville, Tennessee, and you're in Ohio. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I disagree with the idea that Obama is going off the rails. Bush and Romney and Ryan are doing, but he's had to do it a little slower because he has to put on a little bit of a leftist populist rhetoric, the opposite of what he's actually doing to please his base. And I think they're moving away from him because Obama is no longer able to fool his base. So they're just going to the stone killer World Net Daily, Romney, Ryan, Corsi version of this whole thing to delay any of these warmongering plans against Iran and the rest of the country. If you look at Obama, he is carrying out Wesley Clark's exposure, which was way back in the early Bush administration to attack all these countries.
Yeah, for those who don't know, we could play the clip. Clark explains, he's there at the Pentagon, they go, we're going to hit this country, then that, then this, then that. I mean, I agree Obama's a globalist, but from my sources, there are battles within the whole elite structure. I mean, Obama's saying, hey, I may hit Iran to show Romney I'm tough and get elected. But there's splits in Israel about that. I mean, there are splits in the power structure. The overall agenda, I agree, moves forward. But I think U.S. troops, and now admittedly on the ground helping the al-Qaeda people, and they're actually fighting Russians and killing Russians, is just super dangerous. And both governments don't want to admit it because it's so unpopular. But Russia is not starting the aggression here. I appreciate your call, John. Since you don't have questions for Lindsey. Lindsey, how does Russia tie into this? I know you said 2 years ago, watch the Middle East, it's going to go up in flames, but next is China. How does Russia fit into this?
People oftentimes ask me, they say, Chaplain, do the elite control the entire world? And they said, we know they control America and Europe. I said, sure, they control Russia and China just as much as they do America. They just do it in a little different way. Now, Alex, I want to elaborate on what the caller just said just a moment ago. I want to use two words that was put to me. They said, Obama is impulsive, he is irrational, he does not have the executive ability to be able to put something across as somebody else might, and as a result, they don't want him back in office. They said, they really have had trouble controlling him, especially in these last 2 years, and now they say, hey, we want somebody else. Impulsive, irrational, he's totally unexecutive. And this is a problem that the elite, and especially the older elite, the younger elite have a little different idea of things, but the older elite, the ones that I knew 35 years ago, they're saying, if we have anything to do with it, we don't want him back in again.
Well, what do they say about the younger elite?
Well, the younger elite and the older elite have a little bit of a problem amongst each other because the younger elite naturally have these modern ideas and ways that the older ones now have children that are out there in the business world. Well, first, it's this person that you know who gives me information. He's in his 70s. He has children that are out there in the marketplace now. He's trained them as doctors and other things, and he's very concerned, to be believe it or not, as to how his children are going to survive in the very thing that they've helped create over the years. So these people are looking at it a little different idea, and they definitely realize.
Well, let's just say
a
lot's been written about this. The old elite worked a lot harder, were more professional, and were pretty criminal, but were not as generally reckless or lazy. And the newer elites really are drinking their own Kool-Aid, believing their own propaganda, and do not work 18 hours a day. The new elites, you know, work about 10 hours a day and just kind of, well, they're just super wimpy. And I don't think, but they've got all this incredible power behind them, which is a very dangerous mix. Let's talk.
Well, Obama is, this man is so, he's like a bull in a china shop. He has no professionalism whatsoever. And the older elite are saying, we can't put up with this another 4 years.
Yep. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Atlas in Missouri. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. And
hey, buddy.
Pastor Lindsay. One quick thing to follow up on what Alex said earlier about Big Pharma. And I want to give you a scriptural basis. The word pharma or pharmacy.
Pharmakia, which means witchcraft.
Pharmaceutical, that's right. In the Greek, it means witchcraft and sorcery. It's only mentioned five times in the New Testament. I can give you the sources.
No, I know. I know. That's how I was able to quote it. I mean, the witch doctors have always tried to put people on drugs to put them under their control. I mean, you know, corrupt elites trying to drug the tribe is as old as the hills. You know, here, take this peyote. And by the way, I'm the boss now because I'm going to say ooga booga and make you see pretty colors. I mean, it's just all a big con game, and we're taking calls for Lindsay Williams, my friend. Do you have a question for him?
Well, yes. Vis-a-vis Amos 3:7, where Yahweh says, I would not do anything unless I first reveal it to my servants, the prophets. And it seems to me that when the elite reveal things, in the same way that Yahweh says he will reveal things.
They're carrying out God's will. I appreciate your call. No. There's a metaphysical rule in all cultures and for all time. The vampire has to get permission to come into your house. They always tell you, and they think it's like part of their legalese that, well, we gave you, you know, fair play, on guard. It's like force might comes in with a sword. You know, get on guard, on guard. And, Lindsay, you want to speak to that?
Yeah, one of the first things I learned when I lived with the elite those 3 years was, they have a code of ethics, believe it or not. And one of the facets of that code of ethics is we must tell the world what we're going to do before we do it. Now, Alex, I readily admit that I honestly think that the elite sometimes use me to get their message out. For instance, today, I'm doing 3 radio shows, yours and 2 others. I do 2, 3, and 4 per day, sometimes in the middle of the night. And they know that I'm reaching millions and millions of people across this land. Even George Norrie had me on Coast to Coast here a while back. And they give me things. I'm glad I can give them to you because they're going to spare your dinner table and save you a lot of heartache. And they say some things. You better be careful about how you say them. But on the other hand, I feel a moral obligation to tell you. So that's the reason I'm here, trying my best to tell you what they say to me.
Yeah, no, I've had a lot of high-powered people call me up and go, well, nobody's going to kill you right now because a lot of us don't like the way things are going. We have to have balance in this, but don't go too far. You're going to be dead. And, you know, stuff like that. And, I mean, that's happened many times from different perspectives. So it's all double meanings with these people. And you know what it is? They like to be competitive and be corrupt and get the power. But then they see the byproduct. And they're like, ooh, maybe let's slow that down a little. And it's like, wait a minute. You wanted all this. This is what you built. Now you're ready to take your medicine. Let's go to Ryan in Texas, listening on 1330 AM, AKGM. We have another caller from 1630 AM up in Dallas. I need to go up there and visit. I promised I'd come up there and speak to that whole radio audience, and I will. I've just been so busy I haven't done it, but I want to tell the program director, because I haven't talked to her in about 6 months, that I will get up there and do that. Let's go to Ryan, listening up there in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ryan, go ahead.
Alex, last time you came out to Dallas, it was amazing. Come back again. I'm already going to buy tickets. Just let me know.
Thank you, brother.
Hey, I had a question for Lindsay. when he's referring to the dollar dying or essentially already being dead, is that the same as the euro? And if countries like China and Japan and Russia are getting out of the dollar, what would inspire them to get into a global currency if there's no trust already in the euro and in the dollar?
Well, the Chinese are deep in bed with the globalists. They're part of the even higher double cross. The Arabs are double crossed. The American people are double crossed. China is double crossed. But China is the sweetie cake of the New World Order. That's from my research, Lindsay.
The elite on get these words now. The elite are not communist, and they are not Muslim. They are using the communist and the Muslim to accomplish what they want. I was told, and Alex, I said it in your show, it's on the archives, I said nearly 3 years ago, that the dollar would be dead. In fact, it was 2 years ago. They gave it to me. The dollar will be dead by the end of 2012. Please note what they did not say. Sometimes what the elite don't say is important as what they do say. They did not say the dollar would be non-existent. Did you catch this?
You're still going to have it. It's going to be like a peso, and there'll be the new global SDR that everyone has to beg to get into. That's how they get you all to want to be part of it. Not everybody gets to be part of an SDR. Oh, please, I'll do anything to be in the SDR. I'll take the card. I've got the new SDR card. Or my new iPhone has SDRs. I'm going to pay for Starbucks coffee with it. Oh, my gosh, we don't take dollars anymore. We only take global creds that are so trendy and are connected to the environment. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, and keep in mind that the new currency is going to be completely different. Our American dollar now is backed by nothing but thin air, $40 billion every month. The new world currency is going to be backed, I have told, by gold and silver. And you say, well, why will they accept it if they won't accept the dollar? Simple as 1, 2, 3. The dollar is backed by thin air now. And the new world currency will be backed by gold and silver. That's the reason they have to take gold.
Exactly. We got to move quicker here.
Silver to 75.
Let's go back to calls here. Let's take a call from John in Illinois, listening on WCKG, 1530 AM in Chicago. Go ahead, John.
Hey there. I wanted to ask Pastor Williams, how his elite friends view the Neil Keenan lawsuit?
The Neo Keenan lawsuit.
Yes.
I have to plead ignorance on that. Neo Keenan, tell us about that.
Neil Keenan lawsuit. He has the power of attorney for the Socorno Trust that is suing, among others, the U.S. Federal Reserve and the U.S. Corporation. He has had a lien on the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Corporation for over a year. The amount of money that is in question is $55 trillion.
No, listen, I've been hearing about that for years. It's kind of like the Nocera deal. I know there are real liens and things going back. The globalists back all this up with force. They engage in pure fraud, and there's a lot of patriot mythology out there. I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying, that you know, there's always these magic things that are going to do this and that. Lindsay Williams, comments on that?
None. I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can send me some info, sir. Thank you so much for the call. Let's move quick here now. Michael in Texas, listening again on KKGM, 1630 AM in Dallas-Fort Worth. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead. Yeah, do me a favor. Turn that radio off. Yes, sir. Go ahead. Yeah, they've got their radio turned up there. They just don't know. Let's talk to Antoine in Florida. You're on the air with Lindsay Williams. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I just got two quick questions for Lindsay and for you as well. One, when will the bank holiday start? Two, I think, Alex, I want to challenge you on this. I think you're doing a great job, but I think you need to talk more about metaphysics. It seems like the globalists are using metaphysics to attack us. That's why they want to do all the fear, like Lindsay just said. And if I've seen some of your old videos where you go along about the metaphysics, how they have all the capitals or, you know, temples. We need to know about that. We're not going to defeat them without understanding.
Well, sure. The globalists operate with their own language, their own communication. It's like gang sign. We have to learn what those symbols mean. I mean, there's a History Channel big special called Secrets of the Secret Societies, or is it Discovery Channel? I'm in. I forget. Airing this Sunday, 10 o'clock. Will you guys give me a printout on that? Thank you. And, you know, I get into that. I mean, I do cover it. I made my Bohemian Grove films. It's just that, you know, the general public, I've covered Skull and Bones. I mean, the globalists are not atheists. They want you to be an atheist because they're into the occult. And I appreciate your call. Lindsay, briefly, a minute and a half. Devil's Messiah, explain what that is.
About when is the collapse going to take place? I basically asked my, I've asked my friend this many times, and I said, when? And he said, not the next 3 months. I say, when? Not the next 3 months. That's the reason I just said to you a few moments ago, it will not happen before the end of December of this year. They intentionally are holding off the collapse until they can create massive debt in every nation, every city, every county, United States of America, everywhere else. They're going to hold it off as long as they can. Even they themselves do not have a date yet. As to
they want to further bankrupt us.
But I'll give it to you at least by every 3 months increments.
Okay, but listen, the caller's question was about the occultism of the elite.
Well, I think you've covered that. Bohemian Grove, I've watched your DVD. You did a masterful job on that. And they positively are, many of them, not all of them, but many of them. I lived with them, I know. Many of them are involved in the occult.
Yeah. The higher up you get, the more crazy it is. I tell you, growing up in high school and outside Dallas where I lived, it was like a movie. I mean, the richer the people were, I mean, I dated girls whose parents were billionaires and stuff, and I mean, it was Luciferian Central. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Truth is definitely stranger than fiction. More calls straight ahead.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Oh yeah, we're in an emergency.
Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit. We'll
That's right. There are no atheists in foxholes, I'm told. By the way, it's Discovery Channel. I'm supposedly the main featured person in the show. 1 hour special premiere. I'm reportedly in multiple episodes. I don't even know. I'm not bragging. I've had the last week. Three different national TV shows be offered to me. Not even, hey, fly out to L.A. or New York and, you know, we'll talk about it. It's like, boom, here's the deal. Here's the thing. And I've said no to all of them because I know it'll be a hit piece. I don't care how much money I get offered. We're not doing reality TV in here. We're not making it a big joke. But I did get a call by a big filmmaker I respect who wants to do an investigative show, and I may entertain that. Talk to him today, so very exciting. But it shows how far we've come. There are good people out there in the system, out of the system, who don't like what's happening. And so that show, Discovery Channel, seeks to unlock the truth behind conspiracy theories with secrets of secret societies. And it premieres 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Mountain, 7 o'clock Pacific this Sunday. And I guess I'll be watching Discovery Channel. So there you go. I want to do 5 minutes of overdrive with Lindsey Williams. We can finish more of your calls, but I wanted to plug this because Lindsey never really talks about it. Lindsey's made like Countdown, the 2012 film. I forget the exact name. I know I watched it. He's come out with Secrets of the Elite, a bunch of film presentations with free CDs with it. The reason those are important is because you've seen, you know, one made a year and a half ago, one made 6 months ago, and it's just almost all of it's happening. I wish it wasn't. You can go to Prophecy Club website, what is it, prophecyclub.com, and find his stuff there. Great folks over there. Or you can also call 888, what is it, 799-6111. I hope I'm going right from memory there because I kind of scribbled it. 888-799-6111. And there's also lindseywilliams.net, an unofficial site, but he endorses it. It's a nice site that links through to that as well. So be sure and check out that new information and really have it all laid out to you nicely instead of, you know, me up here babbling about it. Let's go to some more calls here. August in Missouri, you're on the air with Lindsey Williams. Go ahead, welcome.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, at the start of the collapse, okay, of what's going to happen, I got a couple questions. Okay, will gold and silver briefly drop? That's one. Will it just drop a little bit out of the fear and panic? And if I short the dollar, if I just want to do that, how do I make the money if the dollar becomes worth nothing? And when do I get paid on that? And
sure. I don't think Lindsey should sit here and give exact advice, but I know a big stock guy who made millions in doing one trade off what Lindsey said. Lindsey's probably going to give you personal advice, but what did your latest source, the oil company CEO, what did he tell you, Lindsey, that key info about when we know the derivatives are going to go belly up?
Okay, I'll save the best to last. And I'm going to say it slowly instead of talk as fast as I normally do. So please bear with me because this is a bombshell. This is only a few days ago, and I wrote it down word for word as it was said. The Federal Reserve, there was a member of the Federal Reserve that just after Bernanke made his statement, he came out and said, the recent Fed action will not help. Oh, I asked my friend about it, and he said, Chaplain, without now I'm quoting this verbatim. He said, without liquidity, the banking system and derivative market will freeze up. Did you hear this? And I said, liquidity. Try to explain. He said there must be billions of new money must be pumped into the market continually. And he said, if not, it will freeze up. I said, what do you mean by freeze up? He said, frozen loans, frozen savings, frozen bank account. He said, we may have, are you catching this? I'm quoting him verbatim.
Well, unfortunately, we'll have to get to it after the break, Lindsey.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.